This is Dustin Bentall, and I want to tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, this pretty young thing, grease stains on her blue jeans, takes a seat at the bar next to me, and is served a Long Island iced tea for free. Well, I noticed this because I'm a detective, and missing the little things in this profession only leaves me guessing. Well, I'm into my third Heineken and thinking, damn, this girl is fine looking. I ask her her name and she smiles and says it's Mary Jane. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mary Jane. You're one foxy dame, if you don't mind my saying. She says, who are you? Some kind of crazy fool. I'm talking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar swinging demon, yeah. Well, she hops on the back of my hog. The law undercover's gotta be incognito, and I'm in disguise as one of the bad guys with a sweet ride. Yeah, the desert sky was blood red, and she held on tight, and we sped through the valley of the dead vultures into an underworld subculture. Neon lights and cockfights, cutthroats and lowlifes, prostitutes in red leather boots giving me the eye as we glide up to the Suicide Winder Saloon, where this goon with a mouth full of chew says, who the fuck are you? Was cocaine Pulp Fiction? And when you're itching for a fix, and this is the place that you come to get some, she leads me to the back where I find the kingpin drinking Jack and Coke and playing poker with a couple of dope smoking jokers. She says, take a hit off the bong, brother, and I don't want to blow my cover, so I have a little hoot and it sends me through the roof. But I'm as high as the sky. I hear someone say, where'd you find this guy, Angel? Is he FBI, local swine, or Texas Ranger? I says I'm Johnny Cash when I'm drinking on the Clash, when I'm thinking I'm Mad Max, when I'm driving on my diamond, when I'm rhyming I'm Humphrey Bogart, when I'm smoking I'm Bob Marley, when I'm choking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar swinging demon.
Well, I know that they know that I know that they know I'm full of shit, and they all take out their Tommy guns and attempt to riddle me with bullets. But I'm too fast, I'm like Speedy Gonzalez, and my brawling technique is flawless. I disarm these lawless scum buckets and rough them up like a bunch of suckers. I bind them in duct tape, I call for backup to haul them away. I grab Mary Jane as a witness and the marriage of Juana for a rainy day. Yeah, I confiscate the kingpin's Harley, which once belonged to Elvis Presley, and in custom paint on the gas tank it says rock hard, ride free. Chilling and in bed when I'm dreaming. I'm a guitar slinging demon, yeah.
Yes, 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 you are in the right place. And yes, you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. Sundays, 2 to 4 p.m. We play singer-songwriters and occasionally hip-hop from the West Coast. Yeah. I'm Jeff. I'll be here till 4 o'clock. Hopefully you will, too. Stick around. That right there is Ridley Bent from his album Blam. And Ridley, of course, was part of the Big, Big Shoe at the West End Cultural Center on Thursday night, the Grand Caribou Opry, featuring our old friends Barney Bentall, Dustin Bentall, Leroy Stagger, John Ellis, Rami Mays. Man, it was just on and on and on. Fantastic show. And if I hadn't gone to that show, I think I might regret it for the rest of my life. So if you didn't go, oh, you better hope another miracle comes along soon, because that was a pretty fine thing. And I mentioned this a couple of times on Thursday night, and I'm going to make my public plea now and perhaps every week for the rest of the year. Please do this again next year, because, wow, good time. And, yeah, Ridley Bent there. We haven't played him on the show because I finally just got around to picking up his CD this week. And I feel a bit bad about that because we played the heck out of all the other guys who were playing. So we're going to play one more from Ridley Bent from his album Blam. Apparently he's, for his next album, which is coming out early in the new year, he's kind of dropped the hip-hop thing, and he's doing more of a straight-ahead country singer-songwriter kind of thing, which is going to be pretty fantastic. He did a new song in that sort of vein at the show on Thursday night, and it's a darn good one. And speaking of which, I was a little bit upset, well, maybe more than a little bit upset, that with all those guys in town on a Thursday, they couldn't be bothered to come on the show on Still About the Fear Injury. I was a little miffed about that, but I'll get over it, and you will too, because if you wanna hear a selection of what those guys sounded like, and if you wanna hear me name dropped a few times, you can head on over to twangtrust.ca and listen to our old pal Stu's show from last week. All those folks were there live in the studio, and wow. Good stuff. So if you want to find out more about them or hear some live stuff, head over to twangtrust.ca. You can also hear that new Ridley Bent song on that show. But anyways, like I said, one more from Ridley Bent. They played a whole bunch of fantastic covers. Not only did they do their own stuff, but they played amazing, amazing cover after cover. And we'll play a couple of those. After Ridley Bent, we'll hear one of the great covers they did, one of the first songs they did, actually. We'll hear the original version of the song, and then after that we'll hear the guys from Thursday night, and the girls too. There were some lovely ladies there as well, doing a cover version of a great classic, and it segues perfectly, absolutely perfectly, into another sort of theme that we want to recognize here on the show this week. So what do you know? Alright, here's one more from Ridley Bent, Tell the Band to Go Home.
Well, my pa used to drive a tractor every day, rain or shine, till one day my mama died and papa lost his mind. It was the only time I ever saw him cry. He said, boy, if I were you, I'd run for my life. Mama's dead and papa's crazy. Mama's in heaven. Yeah. summer night on a beach soaked in firelight. My paw threw one hell of a party. He hired the Reverend Horton Heat, and the whole town showed up to hear him preach. And the Reverend said, "This sermon ain't for the weak-hearted, no." And fire flew from his guitar pick as he busted out some tasty licks. And the whole town got up and got down. And that rattlesnake moonshine was keeping everybody high until they all passed out. The tide came in, and they all drowned. Mama's dead, Papa's crazy, now Mama's worm food, and Papa's in a bad mood. Mama ain't never coming back, Papa's a cracker jack. Mama's underground, and Papa's dancing with a rattlesnake, yeah. Mama's dead. Now Mama's in heaven, Papa's insane. Mama kicked the bucket, Papa's a lunatic. Mama's underground and Papa's dancing with a rattlesnake.
Bernie Bantel, and tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost, for a life of sin. When I pass by, all the people say, there goes another boy down the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's lies makes a life like mine. For the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Just a lad, nearly 22, neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I've paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling around on this road of sin. nor your sorrow bound. Take my advice, or you curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the gang from the Grand Caribou Opry Thursday night, West End Cultural Center. Barney Bentall, Dustin Bentall, Ridley Bent, John Ellis, Kendall Carson, Jack Guppy, Leroy Stagger, cast of thousands. It was a pretty amazing thing. Hopefully you were there, and if you weren't, well, sorry. I tried to record it for you, but as you can tell, it kind of turned out like crap. I hope somebody was smart enough to record it for their own selfish gain, and maybe somebody will even be smart enough to pass me a copy, because it was a pretty legendary thing. We heard The Wait there, the old band song. We'll talk about that in a second. Before that, Hank Williams, Lost Highway, one of the great covers we heard. And we heard Ridley Bent in there with Rattlesnake Moonshine. And like I said, hopefully this will happen again in our neck of the woods, because it was such a success. Raised a lot of money for Winnipeg Harvest, which is a good thing and a good cause. So thanks to everybody for supporting it. And speaking of Winnipeg Harvest, we're going to start giving stuff away here on the show. And all you got to do is, if you win something, you got to bring down a donation for Winnipeg Harvest. And we're going to collect stuff in our big drum there and send it off to Harvest shortly after Christmas. So anytime you're in the neighborhood, just drop us something off. Or if you are going to be in the neighborhood, let me know. Maybe I'll get one of Santa's elves to leave something for you. Because it's all about getting some donations of food, non-perishable food items for Winnipeg Harvest in our bin here. And today we'll start it off by giving away a copy of the Be Good Tanya's latest record, Dear Love, but not just yet. A little bit later on in the show, when you hear the Be Good Tanya's, and I have a real good reason to play the Be Good Tanya's today. When you hear them, you can give us a call. And maybe we'll give you a little hint when that is. We'll give you a copy of their CD. They're coming to town on December the 6th at the big Garrick Theater Center thing for what is sure to be a great show. Anyways, we just heard, like I said, a cover of the band's The Wait. And it just so happens that this weekend, in fact, is the 30th anniversary of one of the greatest concerts of all time, The Last Waltz, the band's sort of farewell. One of the greatest music movies of all time, if not the greatest music movie of all time, done by Martin Scorsese, of course, featuring all kinds of special guests, including Bob Dylan, of course, Van Morrison, Muddy Waters, Eric Clapton, who else was on there? Joni Mitchell, Dr. John, all kinds of folks. So we'll pay tribute, because the band, of course, is one of the most influential and the greatest bands of all time. Influenced just about everybody, and that was proven earlier this week in Toronto. There was actually a show put together by Blackie and the Rodeo Kings in honor of the 30th anniversary of The Last Waltz, with just pretty much a who's who of Canadian music chipping in to sing band songs. And I'm telling you, if there isn't a live CD or a DVD of that night somewhere, then I really have no faith in music anymore, because it was a pretty amazing thing. Got to hear some of it on the old CBC yesterday, and what do you know, I just happen to have one of the tracks right here. We'll hear something from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, and then after that something from The Last Waltz and some more band stuff, and whatever else we can get to. So here you go. This is Blackie and the Rodeo Kings doing a great version of The Shape I'm In on Tell the Band to Go Home. Come on.
Go down yonder, east of the valley. Come downtown after you rumble in the alley.
Oh, you don't know the shape I'm in.
Has anybody seen my lady? We're still alone.
Does she defend me? I don't have to speak. Does she defend me? A drunkard's dream. If I ever did see one. A good luck had you stung me, so to the racetrack I did go. I bet on one horse to win, Bessie bet on another to show.
She stops it. top she looks at me. Baby Jean, baby Jean, don't be mean.
Corn in the fields, and listen to the rice when the wind blows across the water. King harvest is surely come.
I work for the union, 'cause she's so good to me, and I'm bound to come out on top. That's where she said I should be. I will hear every word the boss may say, for he's the one who hands me down that pay. Looks like this time I'm gonna get to stay. I'm a union man now all the way.
The smell of the leaves from the magnolia trees in the meadow. King harvest is surely come.
A dry summer, then come fall.
King Harvest has surely come there from the band, from their self-titled record. And I could sit here and listen to the band all friggin' day, I think. And we might do a little bit of that. We'll play a few more songs, but always cognizant of you know, what the show's about. So I gotta mix it up a little bit. What else did we hear there? We heard Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks with Baby Jean, and I was excited to hear that our record players are back this week and supposedly fixed. but that one's not fixed. So sorry if you were listening on headphones like I was and got a real headache on your left side. Up on Crickable Creek before that, from The Last Waltz, the great concert recorded November the 25th, 1976, 30 years ago yesterday, I suppose. And the band, of course, great legacy of music, influenced just about everybody, and a lot of great band covers out there, and we'll play a few of those right now, starting off with one of the great singer-songwriters of all time. And if this guy did your song and liked your song, then it's got to be good. This is Johnny Cash.
Virgil Caine is my name, and I served on the Danville train till Stoneman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May 10th, Richmond had fell, and it's a time that I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na, na 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 na. Back with my wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see Virgil, there goes a Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and you leave the rest. But they never should have taken the very best. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na. Like my father before me, I will work the land. Like my brother above me, he took a rebel stand. He was just 18, proud and brave, and a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the mud below my feet, you can't raise a king back up when he's in defeat. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na.
Thank you. Crying so loud. Thanks a lot. Thanks again. Take care.
Don't send me no distant salutations or silly souvenirs from far away. Don't leave me alone in the twilight, 'cause twilight is the loneliest time of day. Over by the wild wood where young lovers go, sparks flashing in the night, true colors show. If I had my way, I'd never get the urge to roam. But a young man serves his country, and an old man guards the home. Don't put me in a frame upon the mantel. The memories turn dusty, old and gray. Don't leave me alone in the twilight, 'cause twilight is the loneliest time of day. I can face the darkness or the storms in the sky. We all got certain trials burning up inside. You'll only hurt yourself, you don't know what you're doing. Trying to make it all alone, who do you think you're fooling? Don't hand me nothing I can hold, or nothing that I can't give away. And don't